Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Roman Roberts. He is a quality management aficionado, and he helps you understand how to use your passions to increase your profits. Roman, welcome to our podcast.
Hey, what's going on, Christopher? Thanks for having me, man.
So this is the beauty of this podcast. As Roman and I were joking prior to this podcast, I always talk to people briefly, and I asked two questions: favorite food and most memorable moment. And in Roman's case, his favorite food, he says he had two words in there that I didn't understand. So I was like, what the hell is this? You know, but essentially he talked about Traeger and Pozole. And thankfully I know how to pronounce Pozole because I didn't know how to pronounce that. But if you wouldn't mind just sharing with our listeners from all around the world, what is a Traeger and what is Pozole?
Yeah, man. So Traeger is this grill. It's a pellet grill, and they've kind of risen in popularity over the last couple of years. But it's essentially looks just like a regular grill. Just on the end, it has a hopper, and they drop these little wood pellets that look just like what the name says, pellets, like a little pill. And it's sawdust that's condensed and put together, so it's natural, good burn point, no additives or anything like that. And it rolls through your grill, and it gives a round circular temperature, and it keeps everything at an even heat. And so basically it makes steaks taste more delicious, pork taste more delicious. I took my wife from well done, that's the only way she would eat a steak, to I've got her down to medium rare, and I'm going to get her down to rare eventually.
So between a regular grill and what the Traeger, is like night and day?
Oh man, night and day. The first steak I put on there, and I make tons of steaks and tons of briskets, cooked them forever. I'm from Texas. You can't not know how to grill. And so I made these steaks, and my wife was like, best steak you've ever made. This was the best gift I ever got you for your birthday.
And I was like, what did you season it with? Does that
salt matter? Salt and pepper.
Really?
Yep. Just salt and pepper. I've done some coffee rubs and different things like that. Obviously I'm always experimenting with things. But it's truly one of those where if you have a good quality meat, and we're a very organic, holistic family, so we try to eat grass-fed as much as possible, local farmers. So when you have a good meat like that, and you just throw on some salt and pepper, it's going to taste really good.
Nice. You know, when you talk about this whole quality management aficionado, and we're talking about how people are asking you to perhaps promote their brand, and I say you definitely can, because just based on how you shared that in terms of the pellets, I can't even repeat all things you said, because you said it in terms of the heat, but all those things are details, what gives you depth, which allows someone to say, wow, Roman sounds like he knows what he's talking about, and therefore I want to buy from him. But that's what every salesperson does, whether you even know you're selling. But it's like, I'm convinced, like I literally, when I buy my first Traeger grill, I'm like, this guy named Roman was on my podcast.
I love it.
And you think I'm joking, Roman, but I do like a good grill, and I have friends in Texas. But let's talk about that. I mean, you are this aficionado. When did you realize you had this unique ability to have this passion for certain things and then share it in a very succinct fashion?
Yeah. So I got out of the military. So I was an interrogator in the Army, and I did it for 8 years. Deployed 4 times, went all over the world, worked with special operations. It was amazing. But when you get out of the military,
talk about interrogator. What does that mean?
Yeah. So I would basically do this right here. I would have conversations with people, right? You watch the movies and you see like all that crazy stuff with waterboarding and stuff like that. Look, I had conversations with people. Like, it wasn't these crazy things you see on movies. But we just had conversations, and we talked, and I got to know people, and I got to understand what they like. And kind of to your earlier point, it's selling, right? Like, you're convincing a person that it's okay to tell you something that they may not feel comfortable sharing. And that was kind of what I did. And so I got out of the military, and I was having trouble trying to figure out what that translated into, because I would go to work I would apply to jobs at different companies, and they would say, yeah, that's really cool that you deployed with special operations. We thank you for your service. And yeah, it's really awesome that you're a master breacher, but what does that mean in the finance industry? Or what does that mean in aerospace, right? And so finally I figured out how to communicate that. And it was really the ability to see conversations, have conversations, and help people see kind of the issues that they had inside their organization. So I would start selling myself as a problem solver, because that's essentially what I would do in the military. And the problem at that time was finding weapons or finding terrorists. So now the problem inside of businesses is finding the lack of productivity, finding where you're having failure to communicate with your people, finding where your policies and procedures don't align with what your mission is, right? And so I would have these conversations and I started to kind of realize, like, you know what? I really like quality. But if you talk to people in the quality world, quality and process management and policies, that's not really cool, right? And I'm tattooed, I'm like ex-military, like I love that aspect. And so I was like, how do I make quality sound a little bit cooler? Because it is actually really cool. Like that pellet grill, the reason it's so good is because somebody took effort to make a quality product with quality materials. And so for me, I said, you know what? I'm a quality aficionado. I like good food. I like good bourbons. I like good cigars. I like good things. So you know what? I'm a quality aficionado, whether it's in business or in my personal life, in my relationships, it's quality. And so that's kind of how I jumped to that little tagline and kind of tried to convince people that quality is something that should be kind of savored and enjoyed and realized that it's special and unique.
Yeah. And the thing with quality, it's such a word that you can talk about quality management, quality teams, quality sales, right? So mm-hmm. in your case, you have this real deep understanding of communication skills. Let's dive into that, because ultimately everything that happens or doesn't happen in a company comes down to how a leader communicates with their team. So in your case, walk me through, literally, if you have a person across from you, and like you said, you want to try to find out where the guns are, where the people are, what are some of the techniques and strategies you would use just to build rapport with the person across from your table?
Yeah. So the first thing is always just basic conversation, right? Like at the beginning and end of each day, we're all humans, right? So a real conversation is what we're trying to have. So, you know, get to know family, interests, likes, dislikes, because those are all going to help you later, right? And in the intelligence world and in combat kind of scenario, I'm using that to build a relationship to elicit what they like and don't like so that I can make sure that I'm channeling my conversation towards that. If they want to go back to be with their family and they're being, you know, held on this objective and afraid that they're going to prison, then I'm going to try to steer the conversation in such a way that if they work with me, they're not going to go to prison. But now let's take that to business, right? Because that's what most people are probably dealing with who listen to this. Most people probably aren't interrogating for weapons. But when you're dealing with a business, the point being, you know, what that person likes that's across from you, whether they're on your team, they're your superior, they're the person that you're trying to get to buy your consulting services, whatever it is, you need to know what they like, because that's going to make it easier for you to relate to them. And I said this in another podcast that I was a guest on. If you spend that time doing that rapport at the front, like what you and I did, and build that real conversation with a person, when you get to the point where you're trying to cinch and close your deal, whatever it is, whether it's you want them to perform better inside of your team, you want them to buy your product, whatever, right? You can then relate back to that. So let's say they're a sports fan and they love baseball, and you're right at the end of selling your product of how your marketing software is going to give them the cutting edge inside of their business to reach thousands of people in a single post, right? When you do that, you can then, as you're setting that close up, you can say, you know, it's like that time when the bases were loaded and you were in baseball because you had this conversation about them earlier. You understood that they like baseball. They'd seen that scenario or whatever it was. And you can say, yeah, like it's like that moment where everything came down to you and you needed to make sure that you did it right. And you had the right supplies. You had the right bat. You had the right cleats. You had the right everything. And because all of that, you knocked it out of the park and you were able to make that happen. You were able to get three runs in and win the game, right? Well, that kind of thing is what my product is for you. So when you can have that real relationship and connect them to something, you are, in a sense, showing them that they can trust you because you listen, you take the time to listen. And it's kind of hard to not be passionate when you're talking about something you like. So if you already have that passion and you can throw in a passionate understanding of the other person, they feel that you understand them, you understand your product, and that leads them to say, dude, this is the person I want to work with. This is who I want to be around.
That's perfect, Romy. I mean, when it's all said and done, just to summarize what you just said, you really need to understand what someone likes or dislikes, because anything in sales or persuasion comes down to, do they want to be with you because it's more pleasurable? or do they want to leave you because you're a pain in the butt?
Exactly.
And it's just those basic human desires that we all need and want. And so, Roman, thank you so much for enlightening us with your understanding of life. How can our guests connect with you and stay in touch with you?
Yeah, man. So you can find me on LinkedIn, Roman-M-Roberts. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook at Real Talk with Roman. And that is pretty much everywhere you can find me. You can search the hashtag Real Talk with Roman, find me on social media as well. But those are the major places that I'm at.
Great. Roman, thanks again for your time. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.